The big issues of the Central Coast need to be discussed. People turn to Paddy and Rob Palmer on 107.7 Triple M. This is the Forum.
Yeah, this morning we want to know with what's happening with the council. It's going to surpass $89 million, our debt. Dick said yesterday, Dick Person.
A long way past.
Who's the interim administrator, he said, I'm not aware of an example of a greater financial failure.
Of local government in New South Wales or Australia's history. I don't make that call lightly.
That's not good news for the report. That's going to be handed down tomorrow. We'll have Dick on Thursday. And then Gary Murphy, the CEO, got the chop yesterday.
Well,
see you later.
They just said, here, guys, a bit of a handshake on your way out the door.
$380,000. Not bad money if you can get it.
That's bad.
Like a lotto win.
Not bad after a complete and utter
disaster. But we want to know.
Who does get that?
I know. As a payout.
If you're an apprentice.
Be a champ.
If you're an apprentice and you stuff up so badly that your boss goes under.
Yeah.
Is he going to pay you $380,000 to leave?
Have services. Have you noticed since all this has come to the light, have we lost services on the Central Coast? Because, you know, we hang around certain areas, but, you know, top end of the coast, bottom end of the coast, you know, west, east. In our forum today, we're looking at are services or have services on the Central Coast reduced or...
Have you noticed things disappearing?
That's right, since we found out our council's in a lot of strife, like financially. We got Mark with us. G'day, Mark.
G'day, Mark.
G'day, mate. Boys, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad yourself.
Going okay. What have you noticed?
Well, 41-degree heat on Sunday, hottest day ever recorded at Nora Head in November, and one on Shire Cottage. The council closed the swimming pool at 3 p.m. at the peak of the temperature because it's... They couldn't afford the staff. They only had three staff on. One kiosk, one lifesaver, and one cleaner.
Well, and those three staff were overwhelmed by the numbers trying to get in, was it? Or you just, is that your assumption?
Yeah. People wanted to stay. They couldn't understand why they had to leave. It's 41 degrees. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Peak temperature, and they were told to leave because they had to close the pool because the council couldn't afford to pay them any more wages.
Is that legit, mate? They had to close because it was only open till 3 o'clock.
We can't stay any longer. We're not able to get paid past these hours.
They were already advised. They were only going to stay up until 3 p.m. Even though we all knew it was going to be a 41-degree day.
It was bloody hot.
Mark, they've got to find other ways to save money than doing that to people on a day like Sunday.
Well, mate, those of us who can't afford air con go to the swimming pool or the beach.
Yeah, that's it.
Mate, well, and is it going to get worse? That's what we'd love to know.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, the northern region, we already pay higher rates, and now they want to up the rate, so I'm sure Gosford won't come in line with Ryan.
Yeah.
We should be separate again. I think that's the whole cause of the problems. Everybody, they've got too much to look after and thought they were going to make Terrigal and the Gosford area, all the money's been poured into there, and the northern regions are being ignored.
Mark, thanks for the call, mate.
G'day, Sam.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, good. Like,
Have you noticed any cost-cutting around Chitaway Bayway?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, can you see how angry I am?
Yeah, what happened?
Well, I can hear it.
I'm over it. Every time we go on holiday, we go to these beautiful places, then we get back here to the filthy Central Coast. There's rubbish, there's bloody graffiti, there's shit.
Yeah, right.
We pay good rates, and then we give this imbecile... $380,000.
So are you saying you're not happy with the way?
Hard to cop $380,000 payout when you're feeling like there's no money spent on keeping your
services area
tidy and respectable.
I pick up rubbish every day from this park. I watch all the oldies do it as well. There's graffiti on our signs. Our roads are crap. Lake Edge Road, you're better off bloody... walking it than driving it.
Just in case
your
car gets swallowed by a pothole.
You know, this is a beautiful area.
Yeah.
It really is.
All right.
So you're saying you haven't noticed cost cutting, they're not spending it all, Sam.
They're not doing anything. They haven't done anything for years.
All right, Sam.
Since they went together, the two councils, everything's just
changed.
Gone downhill.
Sam, point taken. Thanks for the call.
Thank you, Sam.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Yeah, continue the conversation, 133353. We'll put it on our Facebook page as well today.
Yeah, it's got some teeth in it this Tuesday.
Oh, hasn't it?
Hasn't it?